Jordan's Prince Ali bin al-Hussein, Prince Ali, currently serves as vice president of FIFA, the sports governing body. But he wants the top job when it comes to a vote in May. In a statement, he said, "I'm seeking the presidency of FIFA because I believe it's time to shift the focus away from administrative controversy and back to sport." But there's a pretty sturdy obstacle standing in Prince Ali's way. Incumbent Sepp Blatter has already had four terms on the job, and during that time he's been immovable despite fierce criticism of the way he runs the organization. Neither FIFA corruption allegations nor a tendency towards highly publicized gaffes have gotten the better of Blatter. So as a 78-year-old Swiss eyes a fifth term in office, few are really willing to bet against him. But can a Jordanian prince really do the unthinkable and unseat Sepp Blatter? Sports journalist James Piercy joins me now live from Abu Dhabi to discuss all of this. James, I know Prince Ali. He's a good, honest, decent man. Does he have a chance with this lot?
Of course. I mean, he wouldn't be running if he didn't think he could, he had a genuine chance of winning the election, as your report touched on there. I mean, it's extremely difficult for the man. It's a huge uphill struggle. Already bookmakers, despite him announcing his candidacy today, bookmakers rate him at 33-1 on Sepp Blatter to win and get a fifth term. But there's something about Prince Ali that, sort of stands out from the normal candidates. I mean, Jerome Champagne, he's a European-French candidate who's already looks to be standing. But Prince Ali represents something new, something fresh, not just his age. You know, he's only been a FIFA vice president since 2011, so he's kind of separate from a lot of the corruption allegations, a lot of the scandal, a lot of the, you know, the upsetting things that happen with FIFA that no football fan really wants to see. So I think the sort of the millions of anti-Blatter rights around the world, they certainly can get a little bit excited about the election coming in May, because certainly he does have a chance.
Well, you know, the allegations are that, you know, votes are for sale within FIFA, within the organization. And, you know, little wonder that you can be confident running for a fifth term. Why hasn't all of the scandal toppled this man?
Well, the point is, I mean, obviously now, Sepp Blatter isn't as strong as what he was 4 years ago when Mohammed bin Ammam, Qatari, another Middle Eastern candidate, went to stand against him, ultimately was turned out to be, you know, a highly sort of illegal candidate, was obviously convicted of bribery charges and is no longer involved in FIFA. Now, Prince Ali, he's separate from that. He's 35 when he was elected as FIFA vice president, the youngest ever vice president in FIFA's history. The interesting thing, what he's got, is that he's got support outside of where he's from, i.e. he's from the AFC conference, Asian conference. He seems to be, if you like, UEFA's candidate. Michel Platini, for reasons he only knows, didn't want to stand against Blatter this time. I'm sure he will go for the FIFA presidency at some stage in the future. But he's already come out and speaking in favour very highly of Prince Ali, as has Jim Boyce, UEFA vice president. So it's interesting he's got this support base, something Mohammed bin Hammam never had before he went down the road he went down.
James Piercy, do you think that Prince Ali would be good for FIFA?
I said, well, look, it's a change. He basically stands for everything that Blatter isn't. So to put it bluntly, of course he will be, yeah.